Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
It's Wednesday, April 5th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Italy launches a probe into ChatGPT privacy, and other European countries consider a ban as AI enters a new phase of development. The community shares insights on top help desk tickets and selling to startups, and Kaseya pays $117 million for naming rights to the Miami Dade Arena, raising some questions for MSPs. This is the Business of Tech. Italy, last week, temporarily banned ChatGPT and launched a probe over the artificial intelligence application's suspected breach of privacy rules. There's a meeting scheduled for this evening to discuss the matter. Germany, France, and Ireland are also considering a ban, and the UK has expressed some concerns. And more broadly, let's quote The Verge. Quote, the 2023 AI Index, compiled by researchers from Stanford University as well as AI companies including Google, Anthropic, and Hugging Face, suggests that the world of AI is entering a new phase of development. Over the past year, a large number of AI tools have gone mainstream, from chatbots like ChatGPT to image-generating software like Midjourney. But decisions about how to deploy this technology and how to balance risk and opportunity lie firmly in the hands of corporate players. The AI Index states that, for many years, academia led the way in developing state-of-the-art AI systems, but industry has now firmly taken over. Why do we care? I hadn't covered the talk of the AI pause from the open letter last week, and if you missed that story, you didn't miss anything. These two threads we care about. The Europeans really do lead on regulation, so keep an eye on the other side of the ocean for guidance. Big tech companies are not going to deploy twice. The service impact of AI moving into corporate hands is the onslaught of product and services that will be rolling out. Assuming the hype plays out, and so far it's promising, there's a coming wave of consulting and implementation opportunities fraught with ethical and legal considerations. That's usually a bonanza. I wanted to pull a pair of conversations in this week's community sentiment segment. The first is the community's assessment of the top 10 common tickets coming into a help desk, which are password resets, onboarding employees, offboarding employees, OneDrive not syncing, allow list URLs, installing software, recovering email from backups, creating new SharePoint sites, permissions to SharePoint sites, and backup failures. Second, about experiences selling to startups and whether or not it's worth the time. The consensus is that it's not worth the time, as these customers usually pay lower than market averages, are challenged to keep on track, and often need to gain the experience to implement required changes correctly. However, some people say that it can be profitable if you identify startups that have the potential to grow quickly. Tips for selling to startups include offering a trimmed-down version of your current offerings, focusing on backup and support, and setting a floor price for your services. Now, why do we care? I'll comment on each. First, I wanted to offer the kinds of help desk tickets your peers are discussing to note that they remain heavily infrastructure-based. But remember, that's a help desk. That's not an analysis of the project load. The other is the perspective on startups. This sentiment can be applied to most industries. If you don't filter leads effectively, you can find underperforming customers in any sector. But remember my interview with Marcus Olson. He built a whole life sciences startup business by leaning into these lessons. I can't resist this story. Quoting Channel EDE, MSPs get a stadium. Kaseya has won naming rights for the Miami-Dade Arena, home to the Miami Heat, in a $117 million deal. CEO Fred Vokala said, quote, "This deal represents the largest investment a software company focused on supporting MSPs and their end customers has ever made in building the awareness of the industry, which adds credibility for our customers as they sell to their customers." Beyond the awareness that this deal brings to the MSP industry, Kaseya customers will get access to unique experiences as the company hosts special events and other activities at the Kaseya Center in the future. Additionally, Kaseya will work with MSP customers to provide access to their end customers for similar events and activities at the venue. End quote. Why do we care? If you assume Kaseya has 25,000 customers, which might be high, mind you, then each one of them just paid $4,680 for their back-end infrastructures brand to be on a stadium in Miami. That's simplistic math to be sure, as it's proportional to the amount each spent, really, but the point is there. Plus, what about those international customers? Did they want this brand awareness to play for the NBA in Miami? Saying this is for MSPs is frankly bullshit. This is all ego, and that reasoning about customers using it is as razor thin as I could think. I believe in brand marketing. In fact, I sell it. The key to brand marketing is to push brand awareness in a place your customers and potential customers will be so they hear it. This is why local car dealerships sponsor local sports, where local meets local, and more importantly, our broad consumers are consumer space. Or other examples like sponsoring roundtables at the local chamber. This is not that. And MSPs just paid for it. Are you fighting the constant problem of reconciling the billing of all the products and services that you sell? Imagine reconciling your billing with just a few clicks every month. No tab chaos, no revenue left on the table. Just getting paid for everything you do and without spending days to figure it out. And what if it was two-way and infinite connections with a single integration for MSPs and vendors? It can be done with Gradient Synthesize. Try it for free at meetgradient.com. Thanks for listening. Today, National Deep Dish Pizza Day. Is it pizza? There's a debate to be had there. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.